This episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm the author of a bunch of books, The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and the book Herding Tigers, which is about how to create an environment in which creative teams can thrive. And I'm curious, have you ever been in a meeting and something came out of your mouth that you didn't expect to come out? You said something that was spontaneous and you actually really liked it. You didn't know it was going to come out until you said it, and then there it is. Well, that happened to me about 3 days ago. I was speaking at an event called the Global Leadership Summit, and there were about 400,000 people experiencing this talk around the world. And I said something in the midst of my talk that I'd not planned on saying. It just sort of came out of my mouth, and I thought, that's really good. The quote was, and by the way, I'm not saying that as a pat on the back. I'm saying that as sort of a warning to myself not to do that again, because frankly, it could have very easily have been something really, really not profound and terrible. But fortunately, in this case, it worked. And the line was, brilliance is forged in the cauldron of creative conflict. And I believe that to be true. I think there are some cultures, some organizations that are set up around harmony. They're set up around alignment. As a matter of fact, I think in some cultures, we think that conflict is a bad thing. I think we think that conflict is a sign of a lack of health. And I would argue it's the opposite. Actually, conflict is the sign of a healthy team if it's healthy conflict, if it's good conflict. If you want to produce great work, you need people bringing their divergent points of view to the table. You need people who are willing to fight for and argue for and defend their perspective, even when it disagrees with somebody in power or somebody who's in charge. And at the end of the day, the key is you have to all rally around the idea that is chosen, the one that's best. That's how we move forward. We can't stay in conflict mode forever. At some point, we have to align, but there is a time for conflict. So today, I want to talk about how do we have creative conflict on our teams? Maybe you're collaborating with someone, maybe you're leading a team of people, and maybe you're one of those people who have, you know, always been uncomfortable with conflict because you think it's a mark, a stain on your leadership that your team fights. Well, I just want to encourage you. It's not necessarily, because it could be a sign that your team is actually comprised of the right people if they're bringing diverse perspectives to the table and if they feel like they have permission to speak their mind. So we're going to dive into that today. How do we wade through creative conflict and leverage it to produce brilliant work? Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. If you're a creative pro, you're in the business of turning clever ideas into customer value. That's what you do. The thing is, great ideas and great creative work take time to cultivate. And running a business doesn't always provide the time that you need to produce that kind of great creative work because you get stuck in the details. That's where FreshBooks can help. FreshBooks is accounting software designed specifically for creative professionals like you and like me. It's so easy to use that you're going to save up to 16 hours a month on time-consuming admin and paperwork, which means more time to let creativity flourish. FreshBooks is packed with time-saving features. Like, you can create and send a branded invoice in about 30 seconds. I mean, seriously, it's so easy. Set up ACH and credit card payments right there on your invoices and get paid 2 times faster. No more hearing, oh, the check is in the mail, right? No, it's not. No, it's not, because you can pay me online. Snap photos of receipts from your phone to make managing expenses a million times faster. So when tax time rolls around, you can export tidy reports for expenses, for invoice details, and sales tax to make working with your accountant a breeze. May I even say, a pleasure. So allocate more time to creating and let FreshBooks do all of the boring accounting and bookkeeping. Carve out space for your creative process to flourish. Don't waste it doing administrative work. Right now, I'm offering listeners of the Accidental Creative Podcast a free 30-day trial of FreshBooks. No credit card required. That's incredibly rare. You don't even have to give them your credit card information. Just go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section to start your free 30 days. Now, you have nothing to lose. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's talk conflict. Yay, it's everybody's favorite subject, right? But we have to talk about this because I think often we are, I think in many ways, we're unwilling to even breach the subject of conflict because we feel like if our team fights, it's a sign that maybe we don't like each other, maybe that it's going to make things more difficult for us to move forward. And frankly, conflict does make things more difficult, it makes progress more difficult, certainly makes relationships more complex. And so I think sometimes in our insecurity and sometimes in our desire just to push through the work, I think sometimes we're unwilling to do what's necessary to get to the really great work. Brilliance is forged in the cauldron of creative conflict. If you don't have conflict on your team, it's likely that one of three things is true about your team. Number one, there's no accountability. Meaning nobody feels accountable for producing work, for bringing their idea to the table. Right? Nobody feels like it's on the line. It's up to them that they are, you know, given a mandate to try to bring themselves and their perspective to the table. They don't feel accountable for that. And that usually means that the leader is not holding them accountable for bringing their perspective to the table. So if you have no conflict, it could be that there's no accountability on the team. Number two, it means that people don't feel permission to speak their mind, which is possibly very true as well. You may have a leadership culture that immediately squelches anything that seems different, anything that seems unusual, any idea that doesn't seem like it's directly squarely down the middle of what was expected. And if that's the case, it's very possible that people don't feel permission to speak up any longer. They're just in a tell me what you want me to do mindset. It's very possible. So that's always a possibility as well, that people don't feel permission to speak up. And then the third possibility is that people just don't care. It's not that they don't feel accountability. It's not that they don't feel permission. It's just that, frankly, they don't care. They don't care about the work. They don't care why they're there. There's no deeper force driving them. And so they're like, well, I'm not going to fight for anything. I don't care. Whatever you want to do is fine. Well, that's not good. You need people who are invested in the work. You need people who are who believe in the cause of the organization, people who believe that in some way you're changing your little corner of the world, whatever that looks like. So if you're experiencing a lack of conflict, I would encourage you to think about whether it could be one of those three things, or I guess there's a fourth, but I always kind of do this as a little like footnote because hopefully this isn't the case. It could just be that you've hired really poor people, right? People who aren't capable of forming their opinion, or maybe they're in the wrong role or something. I'm assuming that you've hired good people and that they're in the right role, you know, that they're equipped for the role that they're in. But it's likely that it's one of those three things if you don't have conflict. Either people don't care, there's no accountability, or they don't feel permission to speak up. So how do we handle conflict when it arises? This is a great question, and it's something that I'm asked often. It's something that a lot of teams struggle with because in many teams, a cult of personality emerges around different people or different ideas, and you have factions that emerge, and then these factions line up for war whenever there's a meeting. And sometimes people are fighting just to fight. I encounter this a lot in organizations. People are difficult people just because they want to be difficult people, or because they don't like someone, or, you know, for any number of other reasons. This is just not a sufficient reason to engage in conflict. But let's say that there's legitimate creative difference between two people on your team. How do you deal with that conflict? Well, first of all, my encouragement to you is three principles. But first of all, I would say, make sure you're fighting about the same thing. Okay, a lot of times, this happens very often in an organization when you have conflict between two people who are arguing for their point of view. When you really peel back the layers of the conflict, you realize that people are fighting about entirely different things. I'm fighting about a specific aesthetic, or I'm fighting about a specific kind of wording, or I'm fighting about a specific kind of strategy, and you're fighting about the target, or you're fighting about the execution, or you're fighting about the timeline, or you're fighting about something entirely different. And so we're coming at each other and arguing, but we're not even fighting about the same thing. So make sure that we define what it is that we're arguing about before we just engage in conflict. That's step one. That's baseline. Absolutely baseline. Assuming that you are fighting about the same thing, it is a very specific thing that you're arguing about, that's great. Then The second thing you have to do is agree on your commonalities before you begin discussing your differences. So let's talk about what we actually agree upon. Let's talk about the ways that we would go about solving this problem in a similar manner. Let's talk about the common ground that we have. And frankly, in today's culture, friends, we live in a scorched earth world, meaning if I have any minor difference between you and me, if I perceive any minor difference, I'm just going to scorch the earth between us. There's no room for common ground. Either you're all wrong or you're all right. There's no middle ground. There's no, I kind of see that perspective, but I have some slight disagreements with you. There's no nuance, right? So we have to commit to taking a step toward the other person. They have to commit to taking a step toward us. And frankly, even if they don't, we still have to take a step toward them and say, I want to understand your perspective. Help me think like you. And sometimes it helps to even articulate your perception of the other person's argument. Here's what I hear you saying. Am I correct in how I'm articulating this? Is this accurate the way I'm putting this, right? It helps to do that because what you're doing is you're basically putting yourself in their shoes and you're trying to exhibit empathy for their point of view, which will bond you with the other person, certainly, but also it's going to help you understand maybe places where you don't understand their argument completely. So seek to understand the other person's point of view before you seek to destroy their point of view. That's the second thing that we have to do. And by the way, this isn't just about culture in organizations. This is about culture in general. This is something we are terrible at in Western culture right now. We are terrible at attempting to understand the perspective of the other person before we just shoot down their arguments. Why? Because it makes us feel good that we think that we're right. And so we just shoot at whatever target we can. And it's very unfortunate because I think that we're missing a lot of commonality and truth in the midst of our conflicts because we're not willing to stop and just say, wait a minute, what if I were in this person's shoes? If I saw things through their eyes, how might I approach this differently? If I had their experiences, if I had their perspective, right? And the same thing goes for our organizational conflicts. Okay, so that's the second thing. And then the third thing is you have to have conflict over ideas, not personality. What do I mean by that? I mean, you can't let the conflict become personal. You can't argue just because you don't like someone. You can't argue because their idea wasn't presented the way you would have presented it, right? Sometimes it comes in a wrapper that you don't like. Sometimes the outside of the idea, the packaging, the way they're packaging it up or their presentation style isn't the way you would have done it, or maybe it's just not even good at all, but the core idea is actually really good. So you have to be really careful not to fight over personality. You know, fight over the idea, absolutely. Have conflict over the idea, no question, absolutely. But at the end of the day, the moment that the conflict gets personal, everybody loses. This can't be personal. This is about the work, and it's about us getting to a place where putting the best work possible into the world as a team. That's what we're aiming to do. We're trying to do great work together. Conflict is necessary. Divergent perspectives are necessary. Creative conflict is where brilliant work comes from, even within yourself. Think about that. Some of your best ideas, I guarantee you, some of your best ideas have come out of areas where you're conflicted. It's not this, oh, aha, everything comes together in a moment, you know, brilliant eureka flash. Usually, as Stephen Johnson put it, it's a slow hunch. It's something that resolves over time. You have tension and conflict and creative conflict inside of you, and then things just resolve. But they resolve because of the work you had to do to get through that creative conflict. That's where brilliant ideas come from. Brilliance is forged in the cauldron of creative conflict, friends. It is. Okay, so a couple of principles coming out of today. Number one, I want to encourage you not to avoid conflict. Don't go looking for conflict. Don't just go chasing fights. No, don't do that. But you know, make sure that you're not avoiding conflict, especially if you're a leader. Don't just avoid conflict. If conflict comes up, you have to have the courage to be willing to walk through that conflict with your team, to resolve that conflict in its proper time, not to try to prematurely resolve it. Insecure leaders try to prematurely resolve conflict. Mature leaders recognize that cauldron of creative conflict is where brilliant ideas are sourced. And so they're willing to walk through the fire to get to the brilliance on the other side. Okay, so that's the first thing. Don't avoid conflict. And if you don't have conflict, look at those three things I talked about, lack of accountability, lack of permission, or just a lack of care or concern for the work. So the first principle is make sure that you engage in conflict when it comes up. And then the second thing is make sure that you apply those principles that I shared about how to engage in conflict properly. If you do this, friends, your team will bond. You're going to fight. You're going to fight, but you're also going to bond. Conflict brings us together because we realize that there's something bigger than our personal idea. There's something bigger than our role, our recognition, our prestige within the organization. There's something bigger that we're fighting for. And that's what we want at the end of the day. We want to be the kind of people who are working towards something bigger than ourselves. And when teams get this right, brilliance emerges. Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.